Frank Edelblue, Commissioner of Education, delighted he's joining us live on our network of news talk stations with an update because we're through the holiday period, but it's a juggle. It's a challenge with airlines, healthcare facilities, private business, schools, education, because you need people there if you're going to have school in person or even remote. And it's a juggle as this virus is very contagious, and a lot of people, even if they're not symptomatic, may be exposed to it, may be testing positive. We're at the highest point that I remember of cases. Frank Edelblue, Commissioner of Education, with an update on our education and how you're handling this. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Jack, and thanks for having me on. The good news is that New Hampshire schools are open for in-person instruction for all of our kiddos, and we're very happy about that. Everybody should recognize that that was not an insignificant task, right? As you pointed out, with the high numbers of COVID, the administrators just doing an outstanding job, our teachers, our families, and our students, because there was and is a lot of ongoing disruption because folks are not able to be in that instruction environment, you know, whether it's a teacher working. And so we've got to, you know, pivot and adjust that way. With students and families who are waking up in the morning and maybe having to change their plans as well. So, I just want to have a lot of kudos going out to our administrators, our educators, our families, and our students for how hard they have been working to make this real and keep this real. And quite frankly, it requires a lot of flexibility, you know, and our system has demonstrated the ability to do that, to be flexible, to be resilient with the routines and with each other. And I just think that we all, for a while here anyways, are going to have to continue to be a little bit more flexible and understanding with each other as we move forward.
Now, we're just sort of like a week after the holiday vacation week, so we're into it a few days. But schools are open. Do you have pockets? And I know there's been a lot of flexibility, and I believe in local control, different districts, different cities, different school districts. For the most part, are New Hampshire schools doing better than Massachusetts? It seems in Massachusetts, Corey was talking about this, a lot of schools just had so many teachers out, meaning they can't come in, that they pivoted back to the virtual learning thing. I mean, we seem to be doing better here.
We're working hard. I think we've got our kids in. I don't know that we're doing better. I mean, everybody's doing the best that they can. I spent a lot of time on the phone over the weekend working with superintendents, trying to think through strategies of how we were going to make sure that we'd be able to be open with some of the uncertainty around staffing levels. So I can tell you as an example, many of our schools, you know, called in all of their available substitutes, whether or not they thought they were going to need them, to be able to have that, you know, the resources on hand to be able to be flexibly deploying them, depending on who showed up that morning and who was sick. So just trying to really, keep the communication channels open. On Monday, we had a statewide call with all of our education leaders. Today, we have a call with public health, talking about the issues and how to manage through that. On our call that we had with the teachers on Monday, there was concern about not having enough tests. I got on the phone with Jonathan Ballard, the chief medical officer over at HHS, and we got information out to the schools because we've got tests available in the state for our schools. And so, got the information to them to be able to get that. There is still some question that at the school level, I don't know if you saw over the holiday, CDC updated its guidance and they went from a 10-day isolation period to a 5-day isolation period. And we're still trying to understand what that means and how to apply that in our school for our isolation of asymptomatic folks. But again, just keeping the communication channels open and talking to one another, being flexible, being nimble. And again, we've demonstrated that from the beginning of this pandemic.
Well, good luck trying to interpret a lot of the messages we're getting nationally because people are very confused and it's been getting. Do you sense when you meet, you're going to meet with healthcare officials daily, probably getting updates? And we'll have the governor on soon, but Commissioner Edelblue, our commissioner of education in New Hampshire, public education, is there a feeling that in 2 to 3 or 4 weeks, does anyone on the healthcare side sort of see a curve where the cases and the transmission starts to kind of get on the other side or slow down a little bit, or is that not even on the radar yet?
Well, so I think that's probably a better question for public health and for the governor, but clearly, we're at high levels of COVID transmission right now, and when you're high, then you have no place to go but down. So that's what we're hoping. That's what we're looking forward to. I don't know what the timing is of that, and again, would encourage you to reach out and ask the governor about that. But I do think that that's a good assumption that you're making there.
Okay, before I let you go, just a real question, a quick question. I've talked in the past on public education in New Hampshire. There are some things that I'm concerned about, and one of them is a lack of understanding with some of our younger kids where we have such great New Hampshire history, for example, just about General John Stark or the first overt act of the American Revolution in Newcastle and some of the early American history. And it just seems that politics has entered the curriculum, and you don't set the curriculum. I know it's done at a local superintendent teaching level, but we've had a lot of stuff on critical race theory. There's been a lot of debate. The legislature passed a modified law on making sure we don't have discrimination being taught. But there's a lot of controversy, and parents, for the most part, in the last year, many parents from Virginia to New Hampshire felt sort of, I don't want to say taken for granted, but sort of cut out of that local school process between teachers and the students. Overall, Commissioner Edebo, how do we get politics out of public education?
Yeah, so good question, and also a tough question. And, I mean, as you pointed out, you know, Glenn Youngkin's election down in Virginia showed us all how important the education issue is for families, not just in Virginia, but I think across the nation. And these are issues that we have been working on in New Hampshire for years, making sure that we are doing everything we can to make education accessible to families, to make sure that we are making it as transparent as we can, so that folks know what's going on in our classrooms. Folks know what our students are hearing about and learning about, because, you know, we want to be transparent because everybody should know what's on the table in terms of how we're instructing our kids. And we want to make sure they get, you know, complete histories and they understand all of the context that goes into this, because it just makes for a much richer learning experience. Mm-hmm. I kind of find it a little bit ironic. You know, so Glenn Youngkin down there in Virginia, here's a business guy who is really focused on education. And truthfully, you know, Jack, when I first took this role, I'm a business guy and I'm focused on education, mm-hmm. and I'm enjoying the work that I'm doing here because there's so much opportunity to help the next generation. And that's really what we're focused on.
Before I let you go, Commissioner Frank Edebo, I think it was around Thanksgiving, right before, you were giving us an update on education, but the governor announced he was not running for the U.S. Senate and is seeking a fourth term as governor again. You're someone who's been talked about. You run for governor once. Once, people may forget, you almost beat Chris Sununu in the primary. You've been commissioner of education, still in that role, another term. Have you ruled out a run for the U.S. Senate in this upcoming primary as a Republican?
So I have not ruled that out, but right now I'm just trying to make sure we can keep our schools open and our kids in the school.
So you have not ruled out a run in this next midterm primary as a Republican in the Senate?
That's correct. Yep, have not ruled out a run.
All right. Commissioner Edebo, always thank you for being straightforward. An update, we'll get you back again soon, and then maybe in a couple weeks from now to see how the flow of the curve in terms of staffing and the whole challenge of trying to keep the schools open in person for learning. Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Jack. Bye.